33-year-old Justin Parrish, a Democrat, is running against veteran incumbent Kathy Munoz, a Republican. The contested House District 34 covers Juneau's Mendenhall Valley and out the road. It's the second consecutive term Munoz has faced a Democratic challenger. She beat her previous opponent with 62% of the vote in 2014. 51-year-old Munoz has been in the House for 8 years and was on the Juneau Assembly for 7. She says the contested race will benefit Alaskans.
I can't really speak to my opponent's record. I haven't had an opportunity to sit down and talk to him about his background. But I think it's very positive for the public to have a broader discussion of the issues. And by having, a contested race, I think we afford the public that opportunity.
Alaska Democratic Party member Parrish announced his candidacy during the state convention in May. He decided to run after learning that no one else would be challenging Munoz. He says he believes current legislators aren't doing a good job navigating the state through its budget troubles.
I really want us to have a functional legislature that serves the needs of the people rather than, sometimes serving the needs of the people and otherwise accommodating major industry and going for ideological instead of practical goals.
Parrish unabashedly wears a large Bernie Sanders pin in support of the far-left Democratic presidential hopeful. The candidates identify with different parties, but they're not quite on opposite ends of the political spectrum.
Absolutely respect the work that many of the legislators have done, but I feel like when you have such a stark imbalance of power, it lends itself to one coalition running roughshod over another. And it doesn't incentivize compromise the way we need in a democratic society.
Munoz refuses to weigh in on presidential politics. She says Juneau residents know her as a moderate, and she wants to keep discussion focused on her record. When pressed, she says she likes Abraham Lincoln and supports the politics of U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski.
I've demonstrated that I have the ability to bring kind of differing sides together. I'm considered the bridge often between kind of the more right and the more left factions of the legislature, kind of the ability to find the center and to bring people toward agreement.
Juneau Democrat Sam Keto is the sole candidate for his House district. It includes Haynes and Skagway. Keto was appointed to office in 2014 and now represents House District 33. He says he isn't sure how long he'd like to work as a legislator, but has unfinished business to address during the next legislative sessions.
I think I anticipated being in as long as I felt like I was being beneficial, useful, and doing work that I felt good doing, and I'm still doing that work. There are definitely times it's challenging. There are definitely times it is difficult, but the work in general is work that I really enjoy.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan, whose district includes all of Juneau, Haynes, and Skagway, is not up for re-election this year. Alaska's general election is November 8th. In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.